your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Heat advisory for today, as we'll have sunny skies, hot at 100. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms late in the lower 70s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, 93. Tomorrow night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mid-70s. For Sunday, mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 90s. Right now, it's 77.
Kansas Mid-American at Work News, Good Friday. The Harvey County Sheriff's Office has arrested two people from Pennsylvania for alleged possession of drugs with intent to distribute. At around midnight Thursday, a deputy responded to a suspicious person's report at the Quick Shop in Burton. Arriving officers found two individuals doing mechanical repairs on their vehicle. Authorities say the individuals began presenting conflicting stories and fictitious identifying information. A canine was dispatched to the scene. Sheriff's deputies found about 500 grams of methamphetamine, 19 grams of heroin, more than 100 fentanyl pills. David Dean and Cassie Nichols, both of Erie, Pennsylvania, were lodged into the Harvey County Jail, both being held on a bond of $50,000. More oppressive heat on tap for the Sunflower State today, but there is relief on the way. Kansas forecasters say the beginning of next week will bring temperatures in the 70s and 80s. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network News. If you're the owner of a flat roof, whether the property is commercial, business, or residential, you know a flat roofing system is different than any other system. That's why when it comes to a flat roof that's built to stay, the only name to know is Ray. W-R-A-Y, Ray Roofing Incorporated, aims to provide the best designed and most effective roofing system for each customer while maintaining a highly economical balance. Taking pride with meticulous work on each project is Ray Roofing, online at WRAYroofing.com. Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. The USDA's Economic Research Service projections for farm profits are mixed through 2030. USDA ERS provides forecasts for net cash farm income and net farm income, two major profitability indicators of the ag sector. Net farm income is a broader measure of farm sector profitability that incorporates non-cash items. Net cash farm income includes only gross cash income minus all cash expenses. For last year, ERS forecast net farm income to be at $123 billion, which was $31 billion more than the 20-year average, and net farm income at $139 billion. Further projections estimate these profitability indicators to rise in 2022, then level off through 2030 because of a projected increase in production expenses. In 2030, both measures of farm income are projected to be lower than their 2020 forecast. Net farm income is projected to remain slightly higher than the recent 20-year average. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, Good Friday. Police in Hawaii have suspended searches for a Nebraska man until there is new information on his whereabouts. Samuel Joseph Martinez was studying microbiology at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln before he flew to the Hawaiian island of Kauai on May 12th. The 23-year-old planned to spend nearly 2 weeks hiking and camping. His family filed a missing persons report with police in Nebraska after he missed his May 25th flight home. A Kauai police spokesperson says the department searched areas where Martinez may have hiked, but nothing has been found. Nebraska state offices closed today in anticipation of a new federal law that will establish Juneteenth as a recognized government holiday. Governor Pete Ricketts ordered the closure to comply with a state law that grants the same paid holiday benefits to state employees. State employees will receive a paid day of leave. There are exceptions for those state employees considered essential personnel. Mid-America Network News.
Community Healthcare System is excited to offer COVID-19 vaccines by appointment at their clinics. Everyone age 12 and up is eligible to receive a vaccine. Community Healthcare System is here to answer your questions and provide the protection you need. Call your CHCS clinic today for an appointment. We are looking forward to a great summer at Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives of the people we serve. Online at chcsks.org.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Summer activities are in full swing with the Frankfort Summerfest this Saturday. Summerfield will host their annual tractor pull this Saturday evening with the second annual road rally next weekend. Hanover Days of 49 are June 24th through the 26th. Blue Rapids will celebrate 150 plus 1 July 4th weekend. The Lynn Picnic is scheduled July 10th. And county fairs kick off with the Marshall County Fair July 15th through the 20th, Washington County July 20th through the 25th, Nemaha County July 22nd through the 26th, and Gage County July 28th through the 31st. Marshall County Arts Cooperative will host the Beach Boys among several bands performing live at Alcove Springs July 31st. In August, Axtell and Beatty host annual celebrations. Boss Nationals return to Marysville August 26th through the 28th, as well as the Traveling Wall That Heals exhibit. The Pony Express Festival is back at the Hollenberg Station August 29th. Palmer Labor Day Fun Day is slated for September, with the U.S. 36 Treasure Hunt also planned September 17th through the 19th. Together is Fun 2021 is this year's theme for the annual Frankfort Summerfest this Saturday, featuring a farmer's market, Correct softball and cornhole tournaments. Vendors are welcome to set up free in the city park. Parade Saturday begins at 4 in Frankfort with inflatables, a pedal pull, live music, and the Wildcat Boosters pulled pork dinner to follow. Jake Rose and the Leftovers perform live at 5 with the Lazy Wayne Band at 9 this Saturday evening. The full schedule's on the Frankfort Summerfest Facebook page. In Summerfield, the tractor pull Saturday night begins at 5 with concessions and a beer garden at the former ball field. Keith A. Fincham, age 91, of Home, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Winifred Baptist Church. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 9. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Keith Fincham. Daniel J. Schmelsley, age 43, formerly of Axtell, passed away unexpectedly March 23rd at his place of employment. The graveside service is planned Saturday, June 19th, 11 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul Cemetery in Seneca. Following the service, a gathering of family and friends is planned at the Seneca Community Center, with the Lauer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Daniel Schmelsley. Raymond H. Oldie, age 99, of Palmer, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church, Palmer. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 4 until 7, at the church. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Raymond Oldie. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, tuna noodle casserole, peas and mandarin oranges. Monday, pork loin, cheesy potatoes, asparagus, and apricots. KNDY News Time 7:13.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
It's getting hot out, and the Riverside Market and Flowers has hot deals for you. Annuals 50% off and select shrubs 20% off. Then pick up cold drinks and see what's cooking at the deli so you don't have to. Enjoy your plants, enjoy a fresh homemade dinner, and enjoy your weekend with the help of the Riverside Market on Highway 77 in Blue Rapids.
State purpose of visit.
Well, it looks like the old tractor's gonna kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new bucket.
No, I wanna check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Central parts of the Midwest, we are still dealing with that heat and humidity. Temperatures well into the upper 90s, lower 100s across the area. We do have a frontal boundary hanging overhead that could bring us some isolated showers and thunderstorms as we head into tonight. Otherwise, it looks like we have another system that'll be moving across the central upper parts of the Midwest Sunday into the early parts of next week, bringing more chances of showers and thunderstorms. The good news is, as we head into Monday, much cooler temperatures behind the low. So across the area, heat advisory, sunny skies 100, winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the lower 70s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies 93, winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, we'll continue the chance of showers and thunderstorms, temperatures in the mid 70s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-June, 87, record high 104 degrees, the average low 64, and the record low 47. Sunset this evening, 8:56, sunrise in the morning at 6:01. 77 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 18th of June. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The Beach Boys, live in concert. Over five decades of timeless hits. Saturday, July 31st at 7:30 p.m. at Alcove Spring, 6 miles south of Marysville, Kansas. Tickets on sale now at mcactickets.com. The Beach Boys, 2021 Feel Flows World Tour. VIP packages available at thebeachboys.com and mikelove.com. Produced by Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
The Bucks stay alive and a new record in baseball futility. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Following a sensational Game 5 by Nets star Kevin Durant, Chris Middleton and the Bucks were determined not to allow a repeat performance in a win-or-go-home Game 6 of the NBA's Eastern Semis.
Middleton at the right elbow against Chiosa, lifting, shooting, good!
The call on the Bucks radio network. Middleton scored a career playoff high 38 points. The Bucks used a 14-0 fourth quarter run to pull away for a 104-89 win and force a decisive Game 7 in Brooklyn tomorrow night. Middleton said, "This moment is what players dream of."
You know, never get too high, never get too low. That's the main thing in the NBA season, especially in the playoffs. You got to be able to bounce back and stay strong.
After 13 seasons, Mavericks head coach Rick Carlisle has parted ways with the team. The Mavs have not advanced past the first round of the playoffs since their NBA title run in 2011. Stanley Cup semifinals, Braden Point's torrid postseason run continued.
Again, Kucherov right circle. Penalty is up. Kucherov, center point, Hedman. Shoots, save made, rebound, Point! Shoot, score!
On WFLA, Point's second period goal extended his current goal-scoring streak to 6 consecutive games, the longest since the 2005-06 playoffs. Tampa hangs on to beat the Islanders 2-1 to take a 2-1 lead in the best-of-7 series. Baseball, the Diamondbacks set a new record for baseball futility.
Here it comes, and a swing and a drive out to left center field. Casale crushed one. It is gone! Up over the left center field wall.
On KNBR, Giants catcher Kurt Casley drove in 4 and came up a double short of the cycle. San Fran pounded Arizona 10-3, sending the D-backs to their record-setting 23rd straight road loss, breaking a tie with the 63 Mets and the 43 Philadelphia Athletics. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
That'll be good. You can taxi up too, hold short of the taxiway if you would. Then I'll get your bonus as soon as I can.
It's Thunder Over the Heartland, presented by Core First Bacon Trust. June 26th to 27th in Topeka, the sky will shake. See the reenactment of December 7th, Pearl Harbor.
God bless America. We are Tora, Tora, Tora.
Thunder Over. over the heartland features vintage planes to jets. See Randy Bowles, Mix 17. Tickets available online now. HeartlandAirShow.com.
Like new, priced right, the Nordis Motor Company has on trade a 2019 GMC Acadia, 2019 Buick Enclave Essence, a 2017 Chevy Equinox, and priced right, a 2014 Chevy Captiva Sport and 2014 Chevy Traverse. Awaiting your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
I take great pride in my lawn. My Raptor zero-turn mower from Hustler gives me the perfectly manicured cut I want. With the power, strength, and speed of a professional zero-turn mower, I quickly maneuver around obstacles with ease, allowing me to maneuver around life's most difficult obstacle, time. Hustler Turf, quality tools designed to improve quality of life.
Find the entire line of Hustler residential and commercial zero-turn mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow has announced a hearing titled Examining Markets, Transparency, and Prices from Cattle Producer to Consumer. The Michigan Democrat, along with the committee's ranking Republican John Boozman of Arkansas, has scheduled the hearing for the afternoon of Wednesday, June 23rd. Cattle market transparency, a priority for cattle producers as disruptions in the market, along with pandemic-related issues, developed. Legislation like the Cattle Market Transparency Act seek to correct the disruption and improve trade for cattle producers. Introduced back in March, Farm Bureau Congressional Relations Director Scott Bennett said at the time the legislation would ease frustration in the market by creating a contract library for producers to compare the terms of their contracts versus others in the industry. In May, a diverse group of farm and cattle organizations came together to focus on cattle market transparency concerns. These issues started growing in 2019 when the fire at the Tyson plant in Holcomb took place. And McDonald's CEO Chris Kempczinski expects inside dining restaurants to bounce back following the COVID-19 pandemic. He said he thinks dine-in is always going to be here. He made his comments during a CNBC panel. He said eating is such a social experience and dine-in is part of that social experience. Digital orders and drive-through sales surged through the pandemic for fast food, along with curbside pickup for sit-down restaurants. Dine-in customers make up about a quarter of McDonald's U.S. sales. The McDonald's CEO said, I think in the U.S. we may see dine-in take a little longer to recover, but he said we're certainly experiencing that dine-in is going to be an important part of the McDonald's experience. Other fast food chains in the U.S. building new locations with less seating and a focus on the to-go experience based on how sales moved during the pandemic, but most plan to keep some sort of seating for dining customers moving forward. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated is operating on their summer schedule with sales every other Thursday. Marysville Livestock has early consignment listings available on their website at marysvillelivestock.com. Plus, they post sale results. Again, they are operating on their summer schedule with sales every other Thursday. For additional details, contact sale barn manager Greg Bennett, any of his fieldmen, or give them a call at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, 562-1015.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, the deadline for reporting your crop acres is coming up soon, and actually there are some benefits to reporting those crop acres, according to Zach Ducheneau. He's the Farm Service Agency Administrator.
Well, there's several benefits to having a better understanding of what crops are going in the ground and at what levels of acreage they're being planted at. It also helps producers with their risk management planning through our sister agency, the Risk Management Agency. And it helps us to provide accurate forecasts for availability of crops to help support the commodity markets. Also helps us develop our price support mechanisms that can help our producers improve their bottom line by ensuring a marketable product. It's important that we should also be reporting when weather or other natural disasters prevent us from planting. Prevented planting acreage must be reported on Form CC576 notice of loss no later than 15 days after the final planting date as established by FSA and USDA's Risk Management Agency. And also our non-insured crop disaster assistance program policyholders should note that the acres reporting date for NAP covered crops is the earlier of the date or 15 calendar days before grazing or harvesting of the crop begins.
Again, that's Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Ducheneau. If you have any questions about dates and times that you need to be reporting and the crops that you need to report, you can contact your local FSA office. In other news, lawmakers from South Dakota are calling on Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack to provide an emergency waiver for CRP haying and grazing. The entire South Dakota congressional delegation sent a letter to Vilsack asking him to release as many additional CRP acres as possible. The most recent U.S. drought monitor indicates that more than 95% of South Dakota is experiencing drought. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. For Western Kansas wheat growers, SY Wolverine is 2021's must-plant wheat variety. New from the AgriPro brand, SY Wolverine has been a top yielder in AgriPro dryland and irrigated trials for 3 years running. In addition to high yield potential, SY Wolverine offers excellent drought tolerance, strong straw strength, and improved wheat streak tolerance. Now's the time to call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
Do you look forward to replacing broken, worn-out parts in the middle of harvest, in the middle of the field, sometimes in the middle of the night? Why take a chance? Relieve stress and headaches by replacing your parts with Ag Parts from Abilene Machine. Abilene Machine is well-stocked with a full line of high-quality used, remanufactured, and new ag replacement parts. Don't delay. Get ready for harvest so you can keep on schedule. Call 800-255-0337 or visit online at AbileneMachine.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Whether it's trout, walleye, or salmon, it might be a great day to go fishing. We find out why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, June 18th, the 169th day of the year. Legendary Beatles member Sir Paul McCartney is turning 79, and on this day in 1961, Gunsmoke was broadcast for the last time on radio. The TV show of the same name was already on the air and overlapped the radio show for about 6 years. Did you know there's an actual sport fishing team in Michigan called Team Gunsmoke? They'll probably be out on the water today, seeing that it's National Go Fishing Day. No judgment here if you're going to play hooky, pun intended, from work. Fishing is actually great for your mental health. It gives you time to focus on yourself or those you're with. It can also improve your patience and physical fitness. And of course, fish is a healthy dish. The American Heart Association recommends eating fish twice per week. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY. Hazy, breezy, 77 degrees this morning. Highs likely topping the century mark yet again today. And a warm start to the weekend with a pretty good contrast by the first part of next week. Cooler temperatures forecast by Monday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Friday from the first tee to the 18th green. The Wichita Open officially got underway yesterday, and unlike last year's event, fans were welcomed back to cheer on the golfers. With the tournament lasting until Sunday, there are plenty of opportunities for fans to get out and enjoy the event. General admission tickets are still available for just $10. You can find them at WichitaOpen.com. Football, the two goats on the cover of Madden NFL 22 are Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes and Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady. The cover athletes were supposed to be officially released at 9 o'clock Central Time yesterday, but an ad on the ESPN app was released much earlier. This is the second appearance on the cover for both Brady and Mahomes. Brady was featured on Madden NFL 18. Mahomes was on the cover of Madden NFL 20. I'm Rick Averett, and that's a look at your Friday Kansas sports on the Mid-America Network.
Wear and tear. It seems like something is always breaking, falling off, or needing repair. That's why Abilene Machine only sells the highest quality new, remanufactured, and used parts. Their new parts are second to none, yet are typically 40% off the list price of the big OEMs. Used parts can save you even more, up to 50% off new. Don't let your ag replacement parts take a toll on your pocket. Call Abilene Machine at 800-255-0337 or visit AbilineMachine.com.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. Sitting in a hotel room in Barcelona, Celton Miguel's K-State teammates, his brothers, he calls them, have been flooding his phone from halfway across the world. The sophomore will take the court for his home country of Angola at the FIBA Men's Olympic Qualifying Tournament in Lithuania later this month. Miguel is the youngest player on the team and the only one still in college, but his freshman year in Manhattan has him confident that he's ready. As a true freshman last season, Miguel ranked third at K-State in total assists, fifth in points per game, and seventh in rebounds per game. He also averaged the fourth most minutes per contest at 27.5. He'll shift from a perimeter player for the Wildcats to a running point for Angola. What a first act for first-year Hutchinson Community College head football coach Drew Dallas. The coach of the Blue Dragons yesterday was named the NJCAA Football's National Coach of the Year. Have a great weekend, everyone. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
I move on like a sinner's prayer, letting go like a levee breaks. Walk away as if I don't care. Learn to shoulder my mistakes. I'm built to fade like your favorite song. Get reckless when there's no need. Laugh as your stories ramble on. Break my heart but it won't bleed. My only friends are pirates. It's just who I am. I'm better as a memory than as your man. I'm never sure when the truth won't do. I'm pretty good on a lonely night. I move on the way a storm blows through. I never stay, but then again I might. I struggle sometimes to find the words. I'm always sure until I doubt. Walk a line until it blurs. Build walls too high to climb out. But I'm honest to a fault. It's just who I am. And I'm better as a memory than as your man. I see you leaning. You're bound to fall. I don't want to be that mistake. I'm just a dreamer and nothing more. You should know it before it gets too late. Cause goodbyes are like a roulette wheel. You never know where they're gonna land. First you're spinning, then you're standing still. Left holding a losing hand. But one day you're gonna find someone. Right away you'll know it's true. That all of your seeking's done was just a part of the passing through. Right there in that moment, you'll finally understand that I was better as a memory than as your man. Better as a memory than as your man.
Not that